We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve, getting you set for the second game of this three-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. A win for the Flying Squirrels yesterday, big part of that win was the starting pitcher, Brandon Beachy. Six innings for him, struck out five, including the last three batters he faced. He joins us now on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. Brandon, your start yesterday, what were you happy with?
Winning. Yeah. And that's obviously the most important thing. Got the win, got six innings, limited hits and runs, and that's it.
You've now gone six innings in each of your last two starts, at least five innings in the last three starts. Is going longer in starts kind of a marking point for you as to where you are?
Yeah, I mean, I missed 6 weeks with a calf injury, so I wasn't really able to do anything on my legs, and trying to get those legs back in shape where I can go even deeper is definitely my priority. That's where my value lies.
When you were able to go and complete six innings in your last start, what did that milestone mean to you?
Not a whole lot, to be honest with you. Not a big milestone. I'm just trying to get better each time out, and I'm looking more at things that I'm seeing on the mound and feeling more than the actual results. And, there's little things here and there each time that I've felt good about.
What are some of those little things?
The fastball command, the movement of my pitches, the confidence I have in being able to throw certain pitches at certain times. Just working on that to get back to the level where I'm working ahead in counts, which I haven't really been doing. And then, feeling confident that I can throw any pitch to any location in any count.
Brandon Beachy joining us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. That last inning for you yesterday, three consecutive strikeouts. Was there something about the stuff that you had in that inning that was different than the previous five?
Yeah, I was exhausted. And being tired, I kind of settled into my mechanics a little better, and ball started jumping out of my hand a little better because I was getting a little more out front. Just simply by being tired, I was kind of settled over the mound and not rushing my delivery at all.
When you're working in the bullpen in between games, what are some of the things that you're focusing on?
Things like I just mentioned, like the tempo of my delivery, just feeling my weight and understanding how to get my arm farther out front of myself.
When you're able to do that, how does it affect the breaking pitches specifically?
The breaking pitches are sharp. They're later. They're a little crisper. The action is a little sharper and are later. You can see, you'll see a breaking ball, but then you'll see a real good one where it looks like that ball breaks and then accelerates. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for that acceleration through the break instead of just a curve.
Is a good example of that the last pitch you threw, that curveball to end your night?
Yeah, that was a good one. I'd thrown a couple good ones, but I just kind of yanked them a little bit, and I finally, it's been a really good pitch for me, and last night I just didn't have a feel for it. I was kind of babying it, trying to throw it for a strike early, and then yanking it a little bit across my body when I was trying to throw it later in the count, but the last one there, I timed it up and threw it really well.
Chatting with Brandon Beachy on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 6:35 tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Rumble Ponies. I want to talk to you about the way that you prepare yourself before the games with heat maps, information, and the statistics that you have at your disposal. What are you focusing on when you sift through all of that?
Not too much, to be honest. I'm looking to see basically two situations. When I'm in trouble, I want to know what I need to stay away from, what their strength is. And then when they're in trouble, what's their weakness? What, if I get a chance to put them away, you know, where what according to my stuff is the best opportunity for me to do that.
Does that vary pitcher to pitcher? Will all pitchers kind of hone in on those two things, or do some of the other guys here look at different things?
It depends, you know, from organization to organization, you know, what guys are taught, and then you kind of, as you get higher, certain guys will look for different things, you know. Other guys have the ability to pitch more, you know, just straight to weaknesses, and other guys are more sticking to their strengths, no matter who it is, but they still want to use that information to help them, just to not hurt themselves, not work against themselves in certain situations.
What are some of the things that you've noticed from the other members of the rotation about how they've grown throughout this season and how maybe you've helped them get there?
They're all good. I haven't really I can't say that I've done anything to help them, but they're all good and they're improving. You can see over the last couple weeks, guys are settling in. They have plans of attack, and they're sticking to it and executing it. And I think as a rotation, we've limited runs and gotten deeper into games than, you know, 2 months ago.
All right, Brandon, thanks very much. Best of luck next time out there.
Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Binghamton on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.